The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, Daniela, let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Great. Question number one. The 2011 Nation's Report Card released this week, marking modest gains at the eighth grade level and in fourth grade math. What should we make of the results?
So, you know, we always have to do the disclaimers, right? We can't draw any causal inferences from the results. None of us really have a clue. It's like looking at the weather. We don't know what causes it. Okay, set that aside. One thing was we got upticks. I mean, tiny little upticks, you know, 1 point basically in fourth grade math and eighth grade reading and eighth grade math. Now, I think what's most interesting is the eighth grade reading. This is an area where we have not seen much progress before. Again, it's just a tiny little uptick, but it's optimistic. Here's my glasses half full reading on this. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready.
Reading first and other scientifically based reading initiatives. You know, the kids who are in eighth grade today would have been in first grade in 2004, right? You do that math, okay. That was really right when Reading First was really being implemented full bore. And people were getting religion on scientifically based reading research. And at the time, there was concern that we weren't seeing gains in eighth grade scores. And Edie Hirsch and others argued this was because, okay, you can teach a kid to decode, but that doesn't mean they're actually learning to read. They need content for that. Well, it turns out perhaps that these kids that are reading better because of their decoding better because of those skills back then, that they've continued and they're making progress now as eighth graders.
Well, there's a lot of other trends. What about the Harry Potter effect? You have parents who are reading Harry Potter books to their children, so maybe it was the parental reading to the children in conjunction to early learning reading.
Yes, the elusive Harry Potter theory. Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
and I would like to just lay over the possibility, if you look at the increase in e-books, which may have propelled reading to children, I think there's a possible connection to technology, e-books, and this spike.
There's always this question about, you know, texting and whether or not this is helping or hurting the literacy cause. In fourth grade reading, we see flat scores. This is now continued. We have flat scores now for something like three iterations of this test.
Right.
We saw it. Again, some big bumps up during the early days of the Reading First time, and then it seems to plateau. You know, if there's anything that is related to family background stuff, what's going on at home, it would be fourth grade reading. This is the stuff that is most influenced by what happens before kids are in school.
Right.
So you could say that perhaps this is, you know, showing signs of the economic hardships on families, that they're more stressed out. Kids are not making the progress in fourth grade reading that they once were. I'm going way out on a limb here,
right,
Dave. Again, disclaimer. Honestly, I don't have a clue what these scores mean.
Well, what's going on with the parental engagement? If you look back in time, as you were saying, for the Reading First, what's the role of parental engagement in reading to the parents in this program?
Well, you know,
we're seeing the echo of that.
Well, let's dig in. You know, we can dig into the results, and we'll do this week here at the Fordham Institute to see the trends for things like what kind of reading is happening, kids reporting how much they read for fun, how much TV they're watching, stuff like that. See if there's any
grind out some regressions.
And we'll grind something out, yeah. Or regressions. I didn't even get that fancy. I'm just going to look at the data and be like, psh, look at that. There's a trend.
Right, right.
That's how we roll, Dave. That's how we roll. So that's where you got it. Now, the other thing to look for, of course, is the state results. And here, you know, it was a big surprise. Guess which state did really well across the board? Hawaii.
Hawaii, well across the board.
Now, the funny thing here is that everybody has said that it's a joke that Hawaii won race to the top. And that,
Hawaii's
their implementation's been very lackluster. That people are saying, take the money away from Hawaii, and then it comes out, boom, with the grand slam, making progress in all subjects, all grades. Gotta love that.
What a great story for Hawaii, no?
Yeah, yeah. I know. So I think that's going to give Hawaii some breathing room.
What do we know about lackluster performers?
In terms of states, it looked like, I don't think anybody, well, only a few lost ground. You know what, I'm remembering this off the top of my head. Missouri, not looking so good. There were a couple others that were not looking so good.
Tough economic
some of the
times in Missouri,
you know,
too.
Some of the leading states, Massachusetts continue to make some progress in some areas. No signs of progress for Texas or Florida. So look for that, at least in overall scores.